90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Native Spirit Radio is sponsored by the Kansas City Indian Center, encouraging social, educational, and economic advancement of the American Indian community since 1971. The Kansas City Indian Center believes that democracy is indigenous, and your vote matters. Learn more at kcindiancenter.org.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian.
Welcome to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. And we'll be starting off with some music for you guys. But today we're going to do a special show. I know last week I had talked a little bit about, well, we had talked about a couple weeks ago about Sasheen Littlefeather, who was infamous for not accepting the Academy Award for Marlon Brando in 1973. And she was given an apology, an official apology from the Academy. And that they had this big ceremony in order to do that and to apologize to her. And it was really interesting that they did that and making sure that, you know, they were doing this formally and recognizing what had happened when she didn't accept that award. And so they had this event in Hollywood, and I was able to go out there with a bunch of other Native American journalists, and we were going out there to document it and get interviews with people, and it was a really big deal. And so we're going to play some of the interviews and the story, what happened during this event. And unfortunately, I didn't know until I had gotten home last Sunday that Sasheen Littlefeather had passed away. And so we were putting together all the stuff as fast as we could and to get it done and so we could get it out over the air. So I'll be playing those stories, and as well as having Antonia Gonzalez from National Native News, who was also there as a reporter reporting alongside with me, to talk about this project that we worked on. So that'll be in about 10 to 12 minutes. So stay tuned for that. We'll be doing that. And so I won't be doing your news across Indian country, because we'll be doing the story and playing some of the interviews for you guys. All right, we'll get started with some music. And we have The Tribe and Wild Rice People. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. All right, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. And like I said, we're doing a special show today talking about Sasheen Littlefeather, who was famous for not accepting the Academy Award on behalf of Marlon Brando. And the Academy just recently apologized to her in an event that happened about 3 weeks ago in Hollywood, and was there with three other Native American journalists covering the event. And unfortunately, last Sunday, Sasheen passed away. And so that was devastating. Well, and almost, you know, have her pass away so soon after this event happened. And, you know, to me, I felt very lucky just to be there just to cover the event and hear from others talking about how it impacted their life. But I'm going to bring on a special guest. This is Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. Antonia, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. Thanks for inviting me today, Rhonda. Yes, my name is Antonia Gonzalez. I'm a proud citizen of the Navajo Nation. I am based in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I live and work. I'm also a television correspondent for some PBS affiliates. And yeah, it was just such an interesting event. And it really was, our story was really to look at not only the apology, but also stereotypes and Hollywood images of Native women and how that impacts missing and murdered Indigenous people. We know that that's still a huge issue today. That's been going on since colonizers arrived in what is now today the United States. And it was also a story about how the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is reconciling with Native Americans. They publicly, officially acknowledge that Native Americans have been misrepresented and mistreated by the film industry. And this is big news because this is a prestigious organization, the Academy. People know the Academy for the Oscars, which people watch on television. This is a more than 90-year-old organization, and it's dedicated to advancing and upholding excellence in movies. And so they hosted this event in Los Angeles in September to honor actress Sasheen Littlefeather, and also just to recognize that she was mistreated, abused, and harassed. She says that happened, and the Academy acknowledged that and said, yes, this happened to this person who refused the Oscar on behalf of Marlon Brando. And what she did was really bring to light Indigenous issues at the time in the 70s, and one of those issues was the occupation of Wounded Knee in South Dakota. And so those of us who know about that, who have studied that, know the importance of that and just bringing to light all of these Native rights issues. And today, before she passed away through the years, she was also a huge advocate for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And that's why we were there, was to focus on stories. We were supported by the International Women's Media Foundation, Fund for Indigenous Journalists, for the MMIWG2T program, which allowed Rhonda, yourself, myself, and then our video photographer, Frank Blanquette, and our still photographer, Eugene Tapahi, to go out there. And we were the only Indigenous team covering this. We're the only ones bringing you this perspective from the Indigenous Native perspective. And we have some really incredible interviews and insight that you'll only hear from us. And that goes to a broader point as well, I think, of the importance of Native Americans in media, the importance of not only Native Americans on film and television, but Native American journalists. And you and I, Rhonda, have been advocates for this for years, is that we need to be the ones telling our story. All the stories that you see out there in mainstream are all exactly the same. You're not going to hear what our team gathered anywhere else. Rhonda.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so I'm going to play first your story that you did on Monday following the passing of Sasheen Littlefeather, and this one was aired on National Native News.
Actress Sasheen Littlefeather, who famously refused the Oscar on behalf of Marlon Brando in 1973, has passed away, her family announced in a press statement. Her death comes just 2 weeks after the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences publicly apologized to Littlefeather and officially acknowledged the mistreatment and misrepresentation of Native Americans by the film industry. Littlefeather was boycotted by Hollywood, personally attacked and harassed after she gave a 60-second speech at the 45th award ceremony, refusing Brando's honor for his role in The Godfather. The night in September in Hollywood was for reflection and healing. Littlefeather says she stood up for Native rights for all Native people.
It was critical for the psyche of all our relations to bring awareness to and interrupt the negative interpretation and representation of Native American people by the film, television, and sports industries.
The event drew more than 800 people. Some remember watching Littlefeather make history on TV, while others have seen archived video. Many say it was a monumental moment on television for Native people. Anthony Morales is chief of the San Gabriel Band of Mission Indians.
You know, what it took her to do 50 years ago kind of inspires me, because for the tribe, I'm the one that likes to go out and challenge developers and always for our people. And everything I do is for our people. Not only for my own people, but for all our ancestors.
Chef Crystal Wapipaw provided food for a private reception.
The apology means a lot, like when it comes to especially me being a Native chef, and especially her. To me personally, I feel like it's long overdue, but also it's her way of a gift to all of us.
Native creatives in Hollywood, both older and younger generations, say Littlefeather made an impact. Actress Devery Jacobs of Reservation Dogs.
Seeing Sasheen, it's like anti-Sasheen. She is like somebody who has been on my television, who I've been watching clips of YouTube since I was like a little girl. And she's even framed on my bedroom, on my bathroom wall. And so for her to stand up and stand with her community all across the theater, just it meant so much. And it was just like so hard to hold back tears.
Actor Zahn McLaren of Reservation Dogs and Dark Winds.
She was one of our first that got up and that was involved politically and made Native Americans recognized within the film business. She was one of the first, along with the, you know, the Will Sampsons and, you know, the Chief Dan Georges and stuff, Jay Silverheels. Sasheen came along and I think opened up some doors for people and made a lot of people realize what was going on, especially in the early 70s with Wounded Knee and the American Indian Movement.
A letter of apology was read at the event, which was sent to Littlefeather by the Academy in June. At a media roundtable, Littlefeather said of the apology that she was shocked and very fortunate to still be alive to see it. She added, "It's never too late for an apology, and it's never too late for forgiveness." Littlefeather died of cancer at age 75 on Sunday in California. This story is supported by the International Women's Media Foundation Fund for Indigenous Journalists, MMIWG2T.
And thank you, Antonia, for putting that together so quickly. I know it was, something that we were not ready to do right away. Like, we were sifting through all the interviews that we had done, and then to have Sasheen pass away so quickly, I was just so shocked when I got home Sunday night. I was just like, wow, that's crazy that this is so happened so quickly.
Definitely. And I think just reflecting back on everything and just hearing from, you know, this story really focused on the Native creatives in Hollywood. We have our also a television version that's coming out. We have a slideshow that is going to come out with the web. And also we're offering all of these stories at no charge to any tribal public radio television station that wants to take our coverage. And especially as we are looking tomorrow on Monday at Indigenous Peoples Day, and for November, the month of November is Native American Heritage Month. And I really think that our views, our stories, our perspectives are going beyond what the mainstream media is saying, what the mainstream media has to say. And I think some of the things, just listening to that and just kind of reflecting, being there in the moment, is, yes, it's more than a story about her. It's, again, it's about this huge, prestigious academy. People know the academy. The public knows the academy. You ask anybody on the street if they know what the Oscars are, they're going to say yes. That's when, you know, they give awards to movies. So that this story is about the Academy recognizing that Native Americans have been mistreated and misrepresented in Hollywood. And your story coming up that we did for radio, it talks about that. You can go anywhere in the United States of America and beyond and talk to people about what they know about Indians, as in American Indians, and everything they know will be based on film and television and what they have seen portrayed in the film and television industry. And on top of that is the way that our people are treated. We still see a lot of these stereotypes today. And Rhonda, you're really involved in that. And when it comes to changing the name, ending the mascots, but even in just film and television, like Zahn said, the actor from Reservation Dogs and Dark Winds, she was one of the first that stood up for Native rights and called out the film industry for doing this back in the 70s. And it really takes a moment to reflect on that and think, wow, that was back in the 70s. What's going on today? Yes, we have Native people in the film and television industry, but we need more. We see these television programs. We see this. There's still TV programs coming out today that feature Native people, but why is the Native person not the lead character? The Native person should be the lead character. And when we have writers, producers, not just that, we need people who are in the film industry, who are Native, Indigenous, at the top as the decision makers, the ones that are the funders, the ones that are making this. That's the way that we're going to see changes. And it's not just in film and television. It's also in the news industry. I'm a huge, huge advocate. Both Rhonda, you and I served together on the Native American Journalists Association board for many years. You were a president. We're still pushing for that today, is that we need Indigenous people as the managers. We need not only Indigenous people reporting the news. We need these people as the decision makers and the funders. Rhonda?
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, so this is my story, and Antonia will be introducing it. But this was the overall story that we put together during our time in Los Angeles.
Members of the Native American and non-Native community in the LA area recently took part in a healing event hosted by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The more than 90-year-old organization dedicated to excellence in movies honored actress Sasheen Littlefeather. Littlefeather passed away just a couple weeks after the apology at age 75 from cancer. Rhonda Lavaldo reports.
More than 800 people attended the healing night at the Academy Museum in Hollywood. Academy officials publicly acknowledged the mistreatment and misrepresentation of Native Americans by the film industry. The guest of honor was Sasheen Littlefeather. She famously refused the Oscar in 1973 on behalf of actor Marlon Brando for his role in The Godfather. Those who came to the event were either young enough to remember watching the historic moment on TV or have seen archive video.
When I was very young, I saw the historical speech that she has made. My ancestors started the early movies as extras in the cowboy western, suffered so much with the negative and not having the called equity and inclusion in the motion pictures and arts. I think it's a far due time that we finally bring the circle closer to closure.
I've grown up with her image kind of plastered throughout the years as far as loving film. I never really understood the importance or impact of what she did or how essentially she was kind of thrown under the bus and then blacklisted. Not until, you know, I kind of grew up and realized exactly what had happened and how important she is.
I saw Sasheen Littlefeather on TV when I was a young boy, whatever age I was, and I was fascinated and shocked and excited and interested. I feel that the Native population is, you know, there's a huge genocide and a huge whitewashing, and you know, it's all, nobody ever hears about what happened to the native population of this country. We hear about other ethnicities, but we don't really hear that.
The apology is historic in itself, but it also has greater context, says Bird Running Water, Mescalero Apache, and co-chair of the Academy Indigenous Alliance.
Just the tip of the iceberg on a larger reconciliation that needs to happen between, you know, the film industry and our Native American community and other Indigenous communities. Just for the years of, you know, misrepresentation, the years of purposeful exclusion, all of the years of erasure.
The misrepresentation of Native Americans is still engraved in the minds of the public, as people at the famous Hollywood Walk of Fame shared.
Some stereotypes, probably the weird thing, they always think that they do the weird siren call when they like clap over their mouth or something like that, or like that they're always having like face paint on or something like that.
Well, that these people were savages, they were you know, uneducated, they praised, you know, not Christian things, anything that had to do with like nature, and if they were worshipping that, it was wrong. And then other movies, of course, the women dressed as almost like sex objects. As a child watching that, still very disturbing. Like, you knew that that was not right, but that was what was so heavily portrayed in the media.
Imagery of Hollywood Indians has had a direct connection to missing and murdered Indigenous people, says Little Feather, who wore a t-shirt and red scarf to represent missing Indigenous women. She discussed her advocacy on the issue during a media roundtable.
In the film industry, the woman was always murdered, raped, spit upon, looked upon with disfavor, and never respected, really.
Little Feather says the most violent act in Oscar's history was after her 60-second speech at the 45th awards ceremony, when actor John Wayne, famous for Westerns, tried to accost her. The Academy confirms it took 6 security guards to hold him back.
Fortunately, that did not happen. But that was the most violent moment at the Academy Awards.
Native creatives in Hollywood say the MMIP movement needs to include the film industry. Devery Jacobs is a Mohawk actress in Reservation Dogs.
I think that starting tonight with this apology for Sashi and Little Feather and starting the conversation around missing and murdered Indigenous women in our community is how it's not talked about nearly enough to start bringing that to light and to find ways in which our communities can find healing and ways that the Academy can be accountable to themselves as well as the industry as a whole is so important. And I think that tonight is one of the first steps of what I hope to see of many.
Academy leaders say elevating Native representation in the film industry can help raise awareness on MMIP. Janet Yang is president of the Academy.
Through storytelling, that's pretty much our primary tool and a very effective one. Maybe there can be a documentary about that or a scripted version of it. You know, this is awareness. People are very open to hearing stories like this now.
Academy Museum President Jacqueline Stewart agrees.
It's important to have Native Americans in the Academy because without that representation, then we don't ensure that we don't have the same misrepresentations and erasures. I mean, it makes a tremendous amount of difference when you see people like yourself reflected on screen, but also, especially in the case of Native American people, who so many people think are extinct, to announce that we're here. So it's incredibly important. It's not just important in terms of writers and directors and actors, but to have people who are making decisions in the industry who insist on having that kind of diversity.
Not only did the Academy officially recognize the importance of Native Americans, there was an official acknowledgement of the abuse Little Feather endured. For decades, she was professionally boycotted, personally attacked, and harassed. Critics of Little Feather challenge her tribal identity. Little Feather disputes those claims, saying she's Apache and Yaqui, and people in Hollywood made up rumors about her identity, including that she rented her dress and that she was a Mexican actress. She says she was never allowed to speak for herself, but she is now.
When I am gone, always be reminded that whenever you stand for your truth, you will be keeping my voice and the voices of our nations and our people alive.
Little Feather, terminally ill from cancer, says she was shocked to receive a letter of apology from the Academy in June. The letter was read at the event by former Academy President David Rubin.
For too long, the courage you showed has been unacknowledged. For this, we offer both our deepest apologies and our sincere admiration.
Little Feather's response, she says it's never too late for an apology. It's never too late for forgiveness. Little Feather passed away in California from breast cancer. I'm Rhonda Lovaldo, reporting from Hollywood.
This story is supported by the International Women's Media Foundation Fund for Indigenous Journalists, MMIWG2T.
All right, and that was the story I compiled with Antonia Gonzalez and Frank Blanket and Eugene Tapahi in Los Angeles and during that Academy apology to Sasheen Littlefeather. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We're doing this special on Sasheen Littlefeather, who passed away last Sunday evening. And you know, I just think that all those voices that we heard of people talking about how she impacted them is amazing, and how it uplifted so many Native American actors and actresses. Antonia?
Definitely. It was, that event was not only about an apology and this prestigious Academy recognizing the abuses of Native Americans by the film industry, but it was for healing, because we know our history, we know our people, we know what we've endured, and just reflecting on that and re-listening to it and hearing all of these voices. One of the things that came to the top of my mind was, we were given this great opportunity and support from the International Women's Media Foundation to cover missing and murdered Indigenous people. And this is an issue that is nothing new to us. It may be new to the public of the United States of America. It may be new to, you know, the public in Canada, around the world, just like boarding schools. But to us as Indigenous people, this has been going on since colonizers came to what is now the United States of America, where our resources, our women, our people were taken advantage of. And for Native journalists, this is not new. We've been in this. I have personally been in the news business for nearly 20 years with a focus more than 16 years on Native Indigenous news. And this is something I've been covering for nearly 20 years. This is nothing new. And that's really, really, really unfortunate that now, finally, I mean, I'm glad that non-Native mainstream media organizations are picking up on this. But also, why are we the only ones telling this story? We had the opportunity. We were at a roundtable. All four of our questions focused on missing and murdered Indigenous people were asked by the Museum Academy's president, CEO, with other journalists in the room. It wasn't very intimate. There was eight news organizations. We were four of the people as a team. But to me, like, wow, that's a story. Like, why not? Like, that should be a story. I mean, Sasheen came out and she told our story for us. She came out in her wheelchair and she was wearing a shirt that represents MMIW. She was wearing a scarf that represents MMIW. And I was just, it's like one of those moments where you're just like, your jaw drops. I mean, this is why we went. This is why we went to see the connections between Hollywood and imagery and the sexualization of our women and how that has impacted this issue that is undercovered. And we heard Devery Jacobs from Canada, a Mohawk actress who people know from Reservation Dogs, say that. I mean, you know, it's, to us, it just clicked and made all the connections. Like, the puzzle pieces just came together. And it's just too bad that the mainstream journalists, and no criticism to them, I'm just saying that this was a story that they could have totally picked up on. And that's one of the main reasons why I think it's really important for Native journalists to be in the room, especially when covering these Hollywood events. And, you know, we see the same thing over and over with the misrepresentation, the stereotypes, and, you know, it's just not the film industry. It's also in sports that you're very well aware of, Rhonda. And then I think another point that clicked with me when I was re-listening and hearing all these voices is, again, I cannot stress enough how Native Indigenous people got the attention of Academy leadership. Not only does our stories have the president of the Academy, but the president of the Academy Museum publicly acknowledged the mistreatment and misrepresentation of Indigenous people by the film industry. We even had the Academy Museum president, Jacqueline Stewart, say Indigenous representation in film matters. And that just totally stuck out to me, because she even said what we've been saying this whole show, is that not only do we need Native writers and actors, we need Native Indigenous people who are decision makers in the industry. And that's the only way we're going to see changes. And I'm so proud. Like, I also have to say, on a personal editorial note, not only am I very proud of you, Rhonda, and Frank, and Eugene, and myself, but I'm so proud of just our Indigenous people in Hollywood pushing and fighting the good fight. I mean, someday I hope in media, maybe when we're old women, we can sit there and see all of the younger generations in running these newsrooms and making decisions and being on mainstream and public television and, you know, everything we dream about, right?
Yeah.
And I'm still a huge advocate for tribal media as well, because that's my grind, and I just love public and tribal media, and that's always going to be my passion. But I guess that's my stance on my high horse for promoting what I do.
Yeah, and we got to interview so many people that we could not include in the story, but I still wanted to play one interview I thought was just so amazing, and that was Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas, who was there as well. And so I asked him a question about how the Academy can help highlight other Native issues, as well as our other friends that have the ability to amplify those voices. So this is Taboo from Black Eyed Peas.
In light of this apology tonight, mm-hmm. and the treatment of Native women in the film industry, and the recent death of Misty Upham,
yes,
and mysterious death, mm-hmm. what do you think the Academy could do to bring this better to light, to mainstream?
As a person that was raised by his grandmother, she was the matriarch of my world. The woman has always dictated and guided my life. My grandmother being the person, my mother, I can honestly say that I've learned a lot from my wife. Now I have a daughter of my own. And so celebrating and honoring women is something that is instilled within me since I was a kid. So I just wanted to get that out there first, that I was brought up on the matriarch system, as most Native folks are. The thing that the Academy can do to bring awareness is to be more active, find out what ways that we can activate the communities and, like, influencers, like, for example, your media outlet, Illuminative with Crystal Echohawk, where you actually have relatives that are in the pulse of Indian country and know exactly how to speak to the people, so that you have, like, these allies and folks that may not understand how to connect the empathy, the respect, the years of intergenerational trauma, and the trust issues of how to get these things across. We need relatives to come in and really give a perspective where you have a genuine, authentic voice represented, so that we can bring these issues, so that it's not just like, I hate to say it, but I don't want it to be a check, like, oh, diversity, inclusion. How can we, you know, check that box off? So with that, we need more empowerment with media outlets that happen to be Native, that live in Indian country. And that's something that I, myself, am very aware of, because a lot of times we get folks that are non-Natives trying to speak and trying to, you know, dictate the pace of that conversation, and it gets lost in translation a lot. And so that's what I learned.
And how did it feel to be here in this historical moment?
It's amazing. I'm humbled by the opportunity to be here. As a voice, I've done a lot of due diligence, a lot of work within Indian country. I'm learning. There's a lot of protocols, a lot of landmines that I myself am learning about. You know, I was born in East LA, Los Angeles, California. I'm Native and Mexican, of course. Indigenous is the foundation, but I'm learning a lot about getting in touch with my roots. And the beautiful blessing of having a platform like Black Eyed Peas, I'm able to really concentrate and bring conversation around Indian country to the masses. Right now, the reality is whatever I can do on social media to amplify, if I can do an interview and drop, you know, the information, however I can spread the word, I'm a conduit. I want to be a bridge between my world and Indian country, and any efforts, you know, whether it's related to issues that you're dealing with personally or that affect all of us as a people, I want to be of service.
All right, that was Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas, and that's part of our interviews that we conducted at the Sasheen Little Feather Apology by the Academy in Los Angeles. And this was a part of bigger part of our project that we were working on, and you know, making sure people were talking about the impacts of what happened with Sasheen Little Feather, but also her work in highlighting missing and murdered Indigenous women, and other issues, getting the focus on Wounded Knee when the media wasn't focusing on them. And after she refused the Academy Award, media started highlighting what was going on over there. Antonia, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's just, you know, we have so many interviews, and not just from the Native community. It was definitely a healing event for our people, for our Native people, for our Indigenous people, not just in Los Angeles, across the country, around the world, but also for the non-Native community. You know, as you well know, Rhonda, we have a lot of allies, and those are very important voices as well. And it was a mix. And I think one thing that you and I and our team recognized was during the event, Sasheen asked everyone who was Native, everyone who was Indigenous, to stand up. And it was about half and half. You know, people stood up, and then she recognized that, she acknowledged that. And I think every person we had asked after the fact what they thought about that, it was, like, hard to not get emotional. As journalists, as being taught old school journalism, and I'm talking old school journalism, not, you know, the social media and everybody's a blogger and everything we have today, being taught old school journalism, going to college, we're taught there's no opinions in the newsroom, there's, you know, there's no emotions, there's no this. But you know what? We're human beings. Everything we report on is personal because it's happened to us. That's why we're so good at what we do, because we know. We know our people. We know our communities. We know our struggles. We know the abuse. We know the suffering. And it's hard. Like, I won't lie. It is so hard to report on Indian boarding schools. I get choked up every time I have to talk about it because it's personal to me. It's personal. I get choked up every time I have to talk about every single statistic in Indian country because, you know what? It's personal. And so at that moment, yes, I'm a journalist. Yes, I'm hard school. I believe in old school journalism. I believe in all of that. But you know what? I am a Native person. I am Native American. I am a proud citizen of the Navajo Nation. I had come from a strong lineage of matriarchs. My people suffered. My family suffered. And I'm doing what I am today because that's what I was called to do. And so, yes. That was an emotional moment. And I think, Rhonda, I mean, I'm getting emotional now just thinking about it because we know the pain and suffering, but also at the end of the day, we are freaking Indigenous and we are freaking resilient. Yeah. We're going to go on and be strong. And my children are going to go on and be strong. Their children are going to go on and be strong. And we are the toughest people that I know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate you, Antonia Gonzalez from National Native News, being on the show, talking about our project and this special on Sasheen Little Feather, who passed away last Sunday, a week ago, and just highlighting how her work impacted other Native people, other Native American actresses and actors, and you know, what the impact of the apology by the Academy meant on Native people. So I think it was really important that we were there and and getting these interviews with people, and I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And just shout out also to Frank Blanquette with Evanex, our videographer, and Eugene Tapahi, our still photographer, definitely Uranda International Women's Media Foundation. And our TV story is going to air this week, so stay tuned. Follow us.
Yeah, that's going to be
thank
great.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Yeah, thank you. And yes, I have to say thank you to Frank Blanquette with FNX and Eugene Tapahi, who's with his daughter in Chicago right now for the Chicago Marathon. And so I know everyone's super busy since we've been doing all this, but yes, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So let me go to these messages real quick, and we'll be right back.
Did you know your business or organization could be sponsoring this episode of Native Spirit? Learn more at kkfi.org/marketing.
Native Spirit Radio is sponsored by the Kansas City Indian Center, encouraging social, educational, and economic advancement of the American Indian community since 1971. The Kansas City Indian Center believes that democracy is indigenous, and your vote matters. Learn more at kcindiancenter.org.
And yes, thank you for tuning in for this special episode that we talked about Sasheen Littlefeather. And unfortunately, she passed away last Sunday. And so we were working double time on these stories, trying to get them finished and done. And of course, we do have real jobs. So, you know, in addition to those other jobs and putting this all together, I was just really excited, and I wanted to make sure to share it with KKFI. And so this was the first place that we aired this story. So it's really awesome to share all those voices. It was really, really great to be a part of that. Yes, tomorrow is Indigenous Peoples Day. So if you are, you know, Indigenous, if you're an ally, go celebrate, have a good time. I know there's things going all around here in the vicinity and stuff online, so I'm sure you can just Google stuff and look it up. But yes, happy Indigenous Peoples Day to everybody out there. I'll be leaving you off with some Young Spirit. Everybody have a wonderful week, and stay tuned for Sunset Reggae coming up next here on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio.